So, for assimilation, it's the changes, the alternations, okay, the modifications that occur on a certain sound, trying to make it similar, closer, okay, in the pronunciation, to the sounds around it, okay, surrounding it, neighboring it, okay? What's the benefit behind this? In order to make the speech quicker, easier, effortless, okay, and smoother, سلس, okay? You move from one word to another really with no interruption or anything like that. Okay, guys? In English, if you say that car, it's difficult to say that car, that car. It's easier to say that car, that car, that car. Okay, guys, directly. Instead of saying in Paris, he's in Paris, you say in Paris, in Paris. Okay, guys, no need to say in Paris. Clear for this? You have here examples. Of course, assimilation could occur inside the word or between words. And we have a lot between words. Just like inside the word, you have the word comfort, as you can see there. Comfort. Okay? Normally it's comfort. But in rapid speech, it's not come like this. It becomes comfort. Symphony. I don't touch my lips. It's bilabial. M, it becomes labiodental. كما عربية منفى. In rapid speech, it becomes منفى. And the symbol is like that. The م. مكتوب فيه الم كفاية ولا مكتوب؟ Okay, be careful. It's different sounds. But labiodental. And we have in Paris becomes in Paris. In Paris. In Canada. In Canada. In Canada. In France. In France. In France. In France. Okay, guys? Clear? For this? Good. Try to write it down and then